A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Daily Program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbleybit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Indigenous tourism businesses adapting to COVID-19 by pivoting into domestic markets. In regard to COVID-19, what it's done to the world in all aspects, just adapting and changing the goalposts, so to speak. We're going to catch up a yarn now with our deadly brother, Bart Pigram, and he's a tourism operator in Broome. Bart, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you,
bud? Yeah, very good, my cuss. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm a young fella from Broome, and Broome is a Jugun Yaru country, and I'm a Yaru man. My family come from just outside of the Broome township, tiny, not too far. And yeah, we've been there from day dot pretty much, and it's just a great place to tell our culture and history.
Exactly, and that's what you do as a Broome tourism operator. That's what you do, my brother. But tell us about, COVID-19 has come to the table, so to speak, turned our world upside down, and it's about adapting or about diversifying. So tell us about some of the stuff you've been doing as a tourism operator, Indigenous one at that, brother.
Yeah, well, COVID also derailed the Brand New Day show. So I was actually the guitarist in the Brand New Day play, the revived one.
Of course, Pigram, there it is, Pigram Brothers. So you come from a famous family, brother. So your connection with the Pigram Brothers, yes?
Yeah, my old man Stephen.
Okay.
Sort of taking the line of playing guitar and learning his sort of style of guitar, which fitted perfectly for Brand New Day. So, but I had, COVID hit just after our second show in Perth, so I had my whole year planned out with Brand New Day tour, plus all my tours, cruise ships and everything else, all lined up. And as you know, cruise ships are no longer coming up to Australia.
Exactly.
So, that being adaptable just had to be. And so I looked at what I could do. You know, the lockdowns initially gave me a lot of time to think about, what am I going to do? What's the best experience? Because I had about 3-4 different experiences running. Mm-hmm. So obviously the cruise ships are scrapped. So that's finished. And then all the other sort of experiences that attracted more international guests and even Eastern States guests, I thought, I'll sort of scrap those ones too and probably focus on the main one that's attracting more either a state mob. So obviously most of the population in WA is down south. And so that mob down there don't have, wonderful tropical mangroves like we do in Broome. So I thought, I do a mangrove tour, so I'll get them southern mob through our mangroves and, looking at mud crabs and mud skips and snakes and turtles and all that sort of stuff. And sort of show them, the first contact area, which I believe is the first contact area for the Broome portion of WA anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I just went bang. I'm doing this, I'm focusing this, and numbers for the mangrove tour is tripled or doubled in terms of that particular product.
So, yeah, deadly.
Blackfella's been adapting for the last 200 years. So,
exactly.
we just naturally do it because we've got to do it.
Well, exactly, and nothing new for us as black people. And the old phrase, not what happens to you in life, is how you respond to it. And you've responded in that fashion, COVID-19. Well, that ain't going to stop a brother, so it's about continuing on, move the goalpost, step to the left, sidestepping. Let's talk football, brother, where we do what we can to keep the business running, don't we?
That's it. And another word comes to mind is resilience. I could have just scrapped it all. Too hard basket. I'll go jump on another job. I'll go jump on a mine or somewhere else. But I did. I love what I do. I'm passionate about sharing our culture and language and history. So just stuck at it. And I'm still rolling.
True daily, brother. And when you look at 2020, which was the year of Indigenous tourism, they moved it to 2021, Indigenous year of Indigenous tourism, and we're still in the space. And look, we ain't going nowhere, brother.
Yeah. We're seeing a massive trend and a demand, a need almost for domestic Australians to learn. Unfortunately, in our past, we haven't had our education system and even our politicians telling the truth about our history and pretty much oppressing our culture. So now it's our turn to, you know, we're stakeholders now, we're native title holders, we've got the power to go, hey, let's turn these tables and let's tell our story our way.
Yep, exactly, my brother. Look, I love your attitude. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to your mob there, your team, your family. Stay safe, brother. And look, we'll yarn soon, eh, cuss?
Thank you, brother. See you, bro.
Take care, bro. That's Pat Pigram, his name is, Broome Tourism Operator, and the topic there about Indigenous tourism business adapting to COVID-19 by pivoting into domestic markets. And we say to all the mob out there, all the local mob, sort of holidaying overseas and holiday in your own country and go visit your own state as well as your own territories and go across the border and support all the different businesses out there in tourism. That's what it's meant to be. Keep the dollar here in Australia. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. On your Dingy Country, that's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the country, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dave Murphy, Head of Brand Strategy, Creative and Communications, and to just talk about the newly released data usage trends that reveal which Australian states have had the highest increase in data usage during the pandemic. So let's have a chat to Dave. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Thanks for having me. I'm well. How are you doing?
Good, good. Where are you based, Dave?
I'm down in Sydney.
Okay, fantastic. So addicted to data you are, yes?
It seems everyone is. Yeah, that's right.
So tell us about the newly released data usage trends happening in the country, mate.
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, so we conducted some research at Amazon where we looked into Australia's data usage since the pandemic began. So we looked at the period before the pandemic, and then we've compared it to the period during the pandemic, and we've seen a pretty huge increase.
Rocketed.
Yeah, it has skyrocketed, that's for sure. Yeah, people are, in some states, even using triple the amount of data that they used to before the pandemic. So it's pretty crazy.
Okay, so when you're saying that, when you're looking at data in regard to usage, but don't really know what has been used in regard to work and in that space, or information about the pandemic, or does it say anything like that?
We don't go into like the nitty gritty details.
Okay.
But what we can see is that people are using, you know, platforms and applications like Zoom and FaceTime and Messenger and WhatsApp and all of those kinds of applications just to keep in touch and stay connected to their friends and family, and often for work as well, for work purposes, for those that are maybe working from home.
And this was bound to happen, wasn't it, Dave, in regard to next 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, but pandemic has hastened that up, hasn't it?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It was already on the increase, but it's now just skyrocketed. And I think, yeah, for the reasons I just mentioned, and then for those as well that have, you know, been unfortunately maybe in lockdown or not able to work, they've been turning to Netflix and other kinds of streaming services just to watch content and keep entertained. So all of that is, yeah, I guess, collectively contributing to the massive spike in data usage.
And Dave, with this information, the data that you've found is trending and skyrocketed, who do you take this information to, and what are you, how do you use this information as such in regard to moving forward in the information world and in this country?
Yeah, I think, I mean, at Amazon, we've done a couple of things. So, you know, at a product and feature level, we've built out some new features for our customers so that they can get better value for their data. So we've just introduced unlimited data banking, so any data that a customer doesn't use in one period, they can roll that over for an unlimited period. But what I'd recommend to all Australians is that if they haven't looked at their mobile plan in the last year or two or three or even beyond, just to have a look at in the market and see what other
shop around, you're saying,
are out there.
Shop
yeah,
around,
yeah, because the market moves really quickly, and there are some pretty incredible deals right now with a lot of different providers. So if you haven't changed who you're with in the last couple of years, it's probably worth a look, because I would bet some money that you could probably get a much better deal.
Better bang for your buck, so to speak.
Exactly. Yep,
yeah,
definitely.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks for the heads up, and keep doing your data thing. And as I said, addicted to data, that's the word that's out, Dave. So thank you very much, and you take care, right?
Thanks, Trevor. Same to you, mate. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Two Daily Beautiful Yarn there. Dave Murphy's name is Head of Brand Strategy, Creative and Communications. A bit of addiction there to data. The gift of the gab and fastest fingers in new research reveals Aussies' phone usage habits. So since the pandemic, everybody has been has increased, skyrocketed in regard to the data usage, and the trend has become very trendy. Speaking of trendy, there it is. And Australia's states and territories have highest increase in data usage during the pandemic. And I've got some figures here, with Tasmania experiencing 213% increase. And on average, usage went up to about 146%, with calls Texas also increasing by 11% and 10% respectively. And as Aussies work from home and reach out to connect with loved ones, to help Aussies keep up with their data needs, leading telco Amanism has today announced unlimited data banking for all customers, and it's encouraging Australians to take a look at their data, SMS calling usage, and see if they fit their state's stereotypes. So there it is. Shop around if you're happy with your service. Otherwise, you can get a better bang for your buck, as Dave Murphy mentioned there. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, and Yarn in here with the bally one, Trevor Tim, Treddy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program. It is your program, National Talk Black. I'm just steering the ship, but have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Star shines down as the moon is up, echo in the wind. Tide slowly tumbling like a lady, slowly closing in. Five boys and two ladies lit up along the beach. Tide slowly tumbling in like the echo in the wind. Night cliff wolf in front of us, points further in. Lim's hotel beside of us, from a distance we could see.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I was born on a cold and wet December night, as the lightning struck and the thunder rolled. On that night, yes, that night, I breathe the air of this land. I
I was carried around in a paper buckle of mine as the lightning struck and the thunder roared. On that day, yesterday, I learned to walk on this land. I traveled all over this beautiful land as the lightning struck and the thunder roared. On that night, yes, that night, I became a man of this land. I see my family all crying for me as the lightning struck and the thunder roared. On that day, yesterday, my spirit became the land.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbleybit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Indigenous company to deliver new facilities at RAF Base Darwin. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Cecilia Perkins, Deputy Secretary of Defence State and Infrastructure Group, and also Defence Champion. On the line, Cecilia, good morning. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you, Trevor, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Cecilia, where are you based?
I'm in Ngunnawal country down in Canberra, thank you.
In lockdown, thinking of you guys, sis.
Thank you. It's been a long while.
Look, fantastic in regards to Indigenous company to deliver new facilities in RAF Base Darwin. So enlighten us, please, and what sort of job, work, opportunities we're talking for our mob up in Darwin.
Thank you so much, Trevor. And look, it's really great to be joining you also in Indigenous Business Month. The theme this year is powering the Indigenous economy. And in defence, we like to think that every month is Indigenous Business Month.
Yes.
Let me tell you a bit about this work. So a terrific company called Tiwi Partners in the last few weeks has actually had two large contracts to help us with defence infrastructure. The Minister for Defence Industry, Melissa Price, announced a $7 million contract to Tiwi Partners to deliver an explosive ordnance storage facility at RAF Base Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
That facility will help support our new Arafura-class patrol boats and the weapons that will go on them. And then last week, the Minister for Defence Industry also announced that Tiwi had been successful and awarded a $1.7 million contract to deliver facilities at the Delamere Air Weapons Range in the Northern Territory. That's a really fantastic job. What's really important about these two jobs too is that Tiwi are working with us on local industry capability plans and Indigenous employment plans.
Mm.
So for that RAF-based Darwin facility, they've set a target of 3% of their full-time equivalent staff will be Indigenous on that job,
yes,
and 1% of the supply chain will go to Indigenous enterprises. And the job in Delamere, We think there'll be about 150 jobs through the construction phase, and 80% of that subcontracted work will go to local industry. So that's companies within about 50 kilometres of the site. So there's really important stimulus into the territory and for local and Indigenous businesses to work with Tiwi partners.
So, we're not only talking jobs here, we're talking career pathways, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, in defence, we've been really working hard with the government Indigenous procurement policy, and we have our own Indigenous procurement strategy. And for us, we know that in defence, because we're all around the country, we're in regional and rural communities, we have a game-changing opportunity to partner with Indigenous companies to grow businesses and to grow economic engagement and jobs, you know, for people to really build careers through life. Because defence can do that, we reckon it's a game changer in the Closing the Gap strategy. We're the biggest procurer in the Commonwealth. We spend more money around the country than any other part of the Commonwealth.
Yes.
And we've made it our goal through our Indigenous procurement strategy to drive demand right across defence wherever we spend money to identify Indigenous businesses, goods and services, to stimulate that economic growth, development for businesses and for people.
Fantastic. Can you tell us a bit about Tiwi Partners?
Yeah, Tiwi Partners are a terrific company, and we've been working with them for some time now. They're based up in Berrima in the Northern Territory. They're growing fast. We first worked with them as subcontractors, but we've worked with them now on a lot of jobs, mostly in the north, but they also work in WA and in South Australia. And as we've watched them working as subcontractors for some of the big national companies and on their own, they've got a really tremendous record of success. They helped us build some of the facilities for the Jindalee Operational Radar Network. They've been involved in building the accommodation that we use for the United States Army and Marine Force when they come out to Australia to train.
Mm-hmm.
So they're building great stuff right across the north and the west.
So are they builders, are they, as such?
Yeah, so they have quite a broad offering. They're a construction company, but they do a lot of infrastructure, you know, sewage works and all sorts of things, as well as buildings and grounds and that sort of...
And they're based in Darwin, are they?
Yeah, they are. So the board's made up of six local Tiwi community members, and they're a really lovely company because they've got both... They're an Indigenous mob, obviously, but they've got a real gender diversity in their company, yeah.
It's a good, set up a great foundation for a business as such, you know, when you talk about the array of people at the table. Fantastic ingredient, you could say, for a business entity.
Absolutely. And what we find with a lot of the companies that we work around the country on is that deep commitment to training and developing young Indigenous people. So a really big effort around employment and growth.
Fantastic. And so this all thumbs up, all green light for the funding to go ahead, the contracts. And so how long are we talking about the contracts in operation?
So both of these jobs kick off now and will be finished mid to late next year. So these are now jobs. I would say the Delamere job, that's been supported by... We've been working with in the federal government to bring work forward as a really important COVID stimulus to keep the construction industry working. So that's work that'll kick off straight away.
Good, fantastic. Look, thank you for sharing the fantastic opportunity and congratulations. And as I say, we are business people, just happen to be black, and it's fantastic that we're at the table, so to speak, and it sets a nice benchmark for up-and-coming brothers and sisters in business or job opportunities and career pathways. So thank you very much, Elia.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me, Trevor.
Take care, be in touch, all the best, and come and see us when borders open up.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there. Celia Perkins, her name is, Deputy Secretary of Defence, State and Infrastructure Group, and also Defence Champion, and talking about Indigenous Company to deliver new facilities at RAF Base in Darwin, $7 million, and also got a also $1.7 million as well for another contract. So Tiwi Partners, fantastic, and Minister for Defence Industry, Melissa Price, very excited about working with Tiwi Partners, PTY Ltd., Black People in Business, Too Deadly. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Kul hu Allah hu ahad, Allah hu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Let me take you through the fields of France. Let me take you there. Bells ring out in Brittany. Let them ring it out loud. From these photos in these magazines, reality's coming in through the city of Joan of Arc, where there's thousands lay. The Reds up to Brook. You don't have to mention no names. I'm talking about the Reds up to Brook. You don't have to feel no shame. 1942, the fall of Singapore. Left to die in a jungle war, building that damn railway line. Don't strike that match 3 times in the night. Superstitions in the sand. I feel the light horsemen they ride. I feel him standing here next to me. 1943, the Reds again, bending in the fields, far from everyone. Up to Brook, you don't have to mention no names. I'm talking about the Reds up to Brook. You don't have to feel no shame. 1945 in Normandy, when the Welsh said they stopped raining down lead on everyone. Countrymen, yes, it's time.
under foreign flags. Wake up, my countrymen, yes, it's time. Oh, we'll be foot soldiers under foreign land.
Yeah, Rats of Tobruk there, Tom E. Lewis, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the daily number you need to call. Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team, thank you very much. To Deadly Mob, down there in Bris Vegas. What news we got here? For your local mob here in Cairns, COVID vaccine pop-up, Wootropper and Edmonton Clinic, 7 Stoke Street, opposite IGA. So jab done. Get the jab done. That's what it's all about. Now you can get your jab and receive a $30 voucher. Coles gift card, IGA, Kmart. So there it is. So that's all happening. Yeah, as soon as you walk in as well, do the walk-ins. And that's everyone 12 years and over is eligible for COVID Pfizer vaccine. And if you have any questions, please call 40403100. Number again, 40403100 for your local mob here in Cairns. Speaking of local mob, don't forget we have a Big Talk 1-5 Festival that's happening. Yumi Arts, big shout out. That's happening on Saturday, 16th of October at Fogarty Park, Cairns Esplanade. And that's from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. The story, dance, song, culture. And we have talent as some deadly talents as Simone Stacey, Sea Breeze, One Woman, Rochelle Watson-Pitt, his sister, Taurus Webb, Marindy Schreiber, beautiful sister, David Hudson, big shout out, and also the Night Shift Cairns, Cultural Dancers. So that's all happening, a BYO water bottle, chair and sanitizers. So that's all happening, Big Talk, One Fire. Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation. Tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods with your mob, with your clan, with your organization. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, that's Going Back Home, Stephen Pigram here on your daily program, brand new day soundtrack, and coming to you live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinja Country, BBM 98.7 FM, with the Bawley One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Mob Yarn Up Strong. I'm going to catch up with beautiful Samantha from WA. Good morning, Samantha. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. All the better for listening to you.
Thank you, my darling. How are you travelling? You good?
Yes, I'm pretty good now. I had a few rough days because I had my last jab.
Oh, okay.
it just affected me a little, but I advise everybody to get it.
Thank you. Thank you. So advise everybody to get it. You had a bit of after effects, but not too bad, and you're on the mend. You're going good?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely, yes. But they must get it, Trevor, because this is going to be around for quite some time.
Yes, I think so too, exactly. Yeah, I got my jab as well. So was that your second jab?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you're set. Now, what about your lovely son, John? Has he got the jab?
John goes in on Friday to get his second one.
Okay, good, good. And how is John?
He's sleeping at the moment because he stays up with me, Trevor, because he gets a bit worried about me.
Okay, doll, yeah.
But so he's having a bit of a
sleep. So you're letting him sleep in?
Yes.
Good girl, good girl. So what time do you go off to bed, Samantha?
Pardon?
What time do you go off to bed?
Oh, I go off to bed at 9 o'clock, about 9 o'clock Perth time.
Okay.
And I listen to the radio station. Oh, my gosh, it's wonderful. I go to sleep with it and I wake up in the morning.
Loyal listener, too beautiful. Thank you very much. And how do you listen to? On your phone, or you got a radio there? Or?
Oh, I've got a radio. John went and bought me a new radio because my old one was almost as old as I was.
Was it crackling a bit, was it?
Yes, it was.
But you're not crackling. And so you got a brand new radio, so it's all good sounds, yep?
Oh, it's all wonderful. It really is wonderful.
The best gift your son could give you, eh?
Absolutely. I was surprised. He said, Mom, he said, I was tired of listening to all that crackling. He said, you couldn't. He calls you my boyfriend because I say, I've got a boyfriend.
He's yarning with you now, too deadly. Too beautiful, darling. Thank you very much. And your neighbourhood, is it a big neighbourhood? Are you out of town or are you in a small town? Just give us a description of where you
Armidale.
Live.
I'm in a small little town.
That's right.
I've got all my neighbours listening to the radio programme.
Oh, you're the sales marketing manager for National Talk Black Girl, Indigenous Radio.
Well, it's wonderful. It's so informative.
Oh, thank you very much.
And
that's
I'm trying
a good tool.
To learn your language because, Trevor, I am amazed. As you know, I've told you before, my father was Maltese.
Yes.
And your language is very similar to his. It is incredible.
Yeah, you were saying that. And in regards to your township there, Armidale, because like I said, I told you before, there's an Armidale in New South Wales as well. You know that?
Yes, I got a surprise, yes.
Oh, right, yeah. And so it's close to Perth, Armidale?
Oh, yes. We're only about 30, 40 k's away from it.
Okay, right, yeah.
It's like living in the country, but you've got all these city amenities here.
Yes. Okay.
But I wouldn't move because I've got my heart specialist and everything all near me and my hospital very close.
Okay, yes. So it all sits for you. Now, you're in a house or a unit or...?
I'm in a townhouse.
Townhouse. All right, okay. I'm just Googling it now. Armidale, yeah, I see it over here. You're not far from Perth. Southeast, eh?
Yes.
Mm. Gosnells is close near you. Melville as well.
Oh. I've got some lovely
Rockingham.
Neighbours, like I say, and they're listening to your programme.
Well, you want to give a big shout out to anybody listening?
Pardon?
Do you want to give a big shout out to somebody listening? Your neighbours?
Oh, Julie.
Julie.
Yes.
Hi, Julie.
Yes.
big shout out, Julie.
She comes in and helps me when John has to go do shopping and things like that. So
oh, good.
She's wonderful.
Lovely. Well, big shout out, Julie, and a hi to you. And thanks for listening in. And Sam, thank you, Samantha, for the work that you're doing, putting a word out in the street, so to speak. And literally, you are.
Yeah, if I could go to the street and get more for you, I would.
May I have your attention, please? You'll need to tune in. Indigenous Radio. I'm Samantha, marketing manager. Hey, nice talking to you, darling. Big shout out to John. Don't wake. We don't talk too loud. We wake him up and tell him I said hello.
And all the best wishes to you and your family, Trevor.
Thank you, darling.
Keep
you take care.
Workout.
All the best. Bye, darling.
Keep it up.
Beautiful yarn there. Samantha Loy, listen, WA, and as I said, the new marketing manager for this daily program, National Talk Black, but for First Nation radio stations. She just got her dial locked in on First Nation radio stations across the daily country. So listen to all their music, all their language, all their yarns. Like I said, a very powerful tool. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black, with the ball you're on. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Summertime is finally here, and that old ballpark man is back in gear. I'm 40 now, and I can see the light. School's out, the night's rolling, man, just like a long-lost friend you ain't seen in a while. You can't help but smile, and it's 2 bare feet on the dashboard. Young love in an old Ford. Cheeks shaped and a tattoo and a you bottle on the floorboard. Perfect song on the radio. Sing along, cause it's what you know. It's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine. It's summertime, sweet summertime. Says 9 to 3 down at the deposit and guaranteed, but that swimming hole is nicely cold. Bikini bottoms underneath, but the boys' hearts still skip for beat when their girls skim me off. They're more cut offs, and it's 2 bare feet on the dashboard. Young love in an old Ford. Cheap shades and a tattoo. Perfect song on the radio. Sing along, cause it's what you know. It's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine. It's summertime, sweet summertime. The more things change, the more they stay the same. When you got 2 bare feet on the dashboard, your glove in an old Ford, cheap shades and a tattoo and a you.
And that daily track's called Summertime, and that it is, Summertime, here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Get the Murray callers, have a yarn. We're going to catch up with Selwyn. Good morning, brother.
Good morning again, brother. Yeah, brother, I'm the traffic over our brother Tony down there.
Yes.
When I was talking about the Man from U.N.C.L.E. and the old TV shows and Mission Impossible and spying and electronic gadgetry, I was complimenting you when he was talking about Indonesia.
Yes.
But to bring it up to more up to date, Witness K, brother in East Timor, he blew the whistle on the Australian government. Because it would the spy that bugged the Prime Minister's office there or government office there in East Timor. He done it so the outcome could be favourable to the Australian government, Howard's government and Foreign Affairs Minister Alex Downer. And that's so when they signed their treaty, they have the upper hand in negotiating for the rich oil and gas, and they were going to rip off the poor people of East Timor. But what happened in those old picture show, brother, it still happens today. Electronic gadgetry and spying. Thank you, brother.
No, thank you. Good words there. Thank you very much. That's Solon, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. I've got about, what have we got, 5 minutes on the program, squeezing the yarn, have your say. Let's go to Oh Brother with Elaine Crombie. Hope you're well, sister.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Elaine Crombie. Thank you, sister. Oh, brothers, name that deadly track. Have you say Yarn Up Strong. Do it quickly. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Hello.
You there, mate? Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good there. Yeah, thanks, Sherwin, for what you said. And yeah, we're all free agents.
We are.
With the green patch, mate, I saw on the TV there the Yalungi people and the Gangpi, they got the national parks handed back and they're all celebrating on TV.
Yeah, okay, I missed that. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, a lot of them people are down here visiting at the moment. We had Karanda people and we had a sort of big mob of... We've got Murrays from all over down at the green patch visiting. There's a lot of interest.
So they're listening to the yarns, brother.
Well, they're listening, yeah, if they hear it or they're from me. And then I say, well, you've got all that, now come here. Look, we can't even go down the river, you know.
You are envy of them, aren't you?
I'm in league and we had a really good talk last night, and some of the people down the river, it is warming up and the snakes are about and they're moving there.
Yeah, they are, brother. So there's another message we can put out there to the mob, be careful. The crawlies are about, so we need to be careful.
Yeah. So the green patches, well, we might even end up with a tent embassy there, mate. I see they set up another one. Well, I've got a lot of material. I've been reading.
North Queensland tent embassy. Yeah, we need one, don't we, brother?
A green patch tent embassy, a Margaret River one. We need one, and there's tents here, and I've got a few spare tents. And
you heard it first here on National Talk Black. Tony Gibbs, thank you, brother.
Ongoing situation, thank you.
We'll talk soon, brother. Thank you. Tony Gibbs, too, Delhi. So, Tent Embassy, Green Patch, North Queensland, at the base of the Walsh's Pyramid in Gordonville, 20 minutes south of Cairns. So, there it is. How you say, food for thought. Murray, going to sign off you, Mob. Thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, stay safe. Very important, stay safe. We are in a pandemic and need to abide by the rules and get the jab. And that's a message from beautiful Samantha from WA. Got her second jab, and lovely son John's about to go and get his second jab. So, do what you need to protect yourself, protect your family. All right, your Mob, too, Delhi. Thanks for your company.